USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. It's primary debate night for eight of the Republican presidential candidates not named Donald Trump. The GOP frontrunner skipping tonight's televised primetime debate. Instead, Trump's recorded an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson that will stream on Twitter. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, former Vice President Mike Pence, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie are all among those taking center stage tonight. President Biden being made aware of the developing situation overseas since a plane crashed, reportedly killing Wagner Group owner Yevgeny Prigozhin. Biden spoke to reporters about it from his vacation in Tahoe Wednesday.
I don't know for a fact what happened, but I'm not surprised.
Kentucky Republican James Comer says there's a good chance Putin was behind it.
This could backfire against Putin if Putin were somehow responsible for this, which the odds that he were are very high.
The plane went down north of Moscow and may have been shot down. Nine other people, including one of Prigozhin's top associates, were reportedly on board as well. Japan is issuing an emergency alert after North Korea launched what seemed to be a space rocket. It came down in the Pacific Ocean. Japanese citizens on Okinawa were panicked and sent indoors for about 20 minutes. Rudy Giuliani says that he's honored to be tied to the case in Georgia regarding the 2020 election. The former New York City mayor and Trump lawyer called the racketeering charges an attack on not only him and the former president.
This is an attack on the American people. If this could happen to me, the most prolific prosecutor maybe in American history, it can happen to you.
Giuliani says he's being charged for doing his job as a lawyer. The FAA is investing hundreds of millions of dollars to address near collisions at airports. The agency says there have been nearly 1,500 runway incursions since just last October. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
The suspect who opened fire on police in Pittsburgh is dead following an hours-long standoff.
I just want to commend all the, you know, my deputies and all the law enforcement officers that responded.
Authorities say it happened Wednesday after they tried to serve the man an eviction notice. Deputies were met with gunfire. They returned fire, resulting in what police called a significant gun battle. It turned into a barricade situation for several hours until the suspect was killed. No officers were seriously hurt. A federal judge is rejecting requests by two Trump allies to block their arrest in Georgia. Both former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and former DOJ official Jeffrey Clark argued their arrests should be delayed while they attempt to move the case to federal court. The Department of Justice is charging 371 people over offenses connected to an alleged theft of more than $800 million in COVID-19 aid.
A press release says that out of those 371, 119 either pleaded guilty or were convicted. Attorney General Merrick Garland said that the DOJ more than $1.4 billion in COVID relief funds that were stolen and more than 3,000 defendants with crimes. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Legendary USC running back Reggie Bush is filing a lawsuit against the NCAA for defamation. Lawyers for the 2005 Heisman Trophy winner said that when the NCAA alleged Bush engaged in a pay-for-play arrangement during his collegiate playing days, his reputation was irreparably damaged. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Project.